The Holy Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. Now when he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you in the name of God, our Creator and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
All right, kids, are you ready? Let's try again. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Very good. So as we have started to explore today, we are going to be talking about how and when and why we praise God. Our psalm for today commands us and all of creation, human beings, animals, even inanimate objects like the sun and moon, to praise the Lord. The psalm commands us to praise the Lord 11 times, so we must obey. And we're on the right track. We've gathered together this Sunday morning to worship God, to praise God together. But as I sort of started to admit to the kids, I don't always think that I'm doing the best job praising God through the rest of the week. I don't always know where to begin. I'm very comfortable coming together with all of you and singing in harmony when I've got great music, but at home, I sometimes just don't think that I'm quite doing enough to praise God. It doesn't help that in the parenting sphere of my life, as someone who's trying to raise a toddler, praise gets a really bad rap in parenting circles. I read a blog just this past week where a psychologist said that the worst thing you can say to a child is "good job." Have you heard this? Some of you maybe are aware of this, but this was new to me. And I think I tell Simon "good job" all the time. Their argument is that saying "good job" is not specific enough, first, and second, it makes the child think about the positive result of their actions, and they're trying to please mom and dad more than intrinsically sort of knowing what good behavior is. So instead, the article suggests that you encourage specific behavior rather than the result. See if you can feel the difference. So my son sits on his lap, gets his shoes on, he stands up, and I say, "good job." Well, he's not gonna know. Am I saying good job because he stood up? Am I saying good job because he's, you know, making a funny face? Well, he doesn't know. But if I say this, "look at how you are sitting and waiting so patiently for your shoes." That feels very different, right? He's gonna understand, oh, I'm doing something. Like, it's not just about having the shoes, but it's about the way that I go about it. When I think about praise in that light, it makes me think about, when do I praise God? Honestly, I probably praise God the most when I am happy with a result, right? So my grant application was approved. Praise God. My brother is a doctoral candidate. Praise God. My husband got a promotion. Praise God. But I'm not as quick to praise God for just being God and being with me during the high times and the hard times. I can tell you, when I was up all night with that toddler, I was not praising God for the, you know, the beautiful life that I was given. There were probably curses happening. Spiritual director and author Adele Alberg Calhoun reminds us this about praise. Celebrating God does not depend on perfect circumstances or happy feelings. Even in prison, Paul and Silas found something to sing about. And Jeremiah found reason to delight and hope in God during a time of lament, as written in Lamentations. This section is from chapter 3. My soul is downcast within me, yet this I call to mind. And therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. God's love and grace, mercy and compassion are with me even when things are tough, even when things are not working out the way that I want. And that is worth praising God about. The act of praising God shifts my focus from me and what I think are my own achievements and puts the emphasis back on God as our source of all goodness. In our self-centered culture, it's really easy to think that we earned our good fortune. We did it all by ourselves. But our psalm for today reminds us that we do not live this life alone. We were created by God, and we share our life with the rest of God's good creation. God is our source, our love and our life, and the beginning of all that is good. So, taking a moment to acknowledge this can put us in a better mindset for a more life-giving way of looking at the world, right? It's why we come together on a Sunday, so that we are ready to go for the rest of the week. We can have an abundance mindset instead of a scarcity mindset. Praising God frees us from self-centeredness or the pursuit of perfection. So ultimately, taking time to praise God helps us take God more seriously and ourselves less seriously. There's a story about this in 2 Samuel in the Old Testament. David was often praising God. He would dance before the Ark of the Covenant all the time with more or less clothing at times. And there's a story where he is so uninhibited, he's leaping and dancing without a care in the world. But his wife is kind of embarrassed by him, and she says he's undignified, and maybe you should, you know, act a little bit more put together. But David replies, "I will celebrate before the Lord. I will become even more dignified than this, and I will be humiliated in my own eyes." David doesn't care what he looks like or what others think. He is going to praise the Lord. There really isn't any right or wrong way, then, that we can praise our Lord. Perhaps the only thing that could get in the way is if we turn our praise into a performance where we're seeking the praise of others rather than directing it to God. But with that aside, Christians all over the world praise God in different ways. Some sing and dance, ring bells, lift their hands, pray, or just quietly murmur thanksgivings. We don't have to worry if we're not quite singing in tune. If we are making a joyful noise, we are praising God. So this morning, I invite us to think about how are we praising God here on Sunday, but also the rest of the week. Maybe you start your morning, you hit that alarm clock, and you say, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Maybe you put that on your bathroom mirror so you remind yourself of it every morning. Maybe if you're at a wedding this summer and you're not someone who likes to grace the dance floor, maybe you give it a try. And it's not for your own sake, but you're praising God for the love that God gave us that's now made new in this new couple. We praise God for creating us and for being our loving God, no matter what. So, to end our time together of this exploration of praise, we're going to praise God together. So, kiddos, are you ready? I need your help, again, to teach the adults. Because sometimes, right, our children help us live in a way that's more joyful and more, you know, not taking ourselves too seriously. So what's going to happen is I'm going to say a line, a sentence of what we are praising God for, and then you are going to do, you're going to say and sign, okay? Do that together. You're going to say and sign, Alleluia, praise the Lord. Let's practice. Okay, here we go. Get your Alleluia hands. Alleluia, praise the Lord. You can sign it and say it. Great. Kids, are you ready? Okay. I promise you'll catch on. I'm going to say something we praise God for, and then you'll respond. Let us pray. Creator God, we come before you this day with hearts full of gratitude and hands lifted in praise. For Mother Earth turning to Brother Sun, Alleluia, praise the Lord. For new life and sprouting seeds, Alleluia, praise the Lord. For graduations and new beginnings. For breath in our lungs and air in organ pipes. Alleluia, praise the Lord. For faces wrinkled from smiles and hands weathered from work. For companionship and lifelong love. Alleluia, praise the Lord. For a risen Savior and the promise of resurrection. Alleluia, praise the Lord. Alleluia, praise the Lord. And again we say, Alleluia, praise the Lord. Amen.